Then said Jesus to those Jews which believeth on him, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Just for a few moments, saints, we'd ask you to consider this word and this theme following suit. He is true to his word. He is true to his word. One of the things that cause instability in our culture is the inability of people to find some place of assurance where they know they're being told the true thing.
Amen.
It is, matter of fact, it is a part and parcel of some aspect of our society that when they promulgate things and speak of things, that being absolutely true about something is not necessarily something that's on the first part of their agenda. Now, and when it comes to journalism, of course, they're supposed to be accurate in what they say. But at the same token, if you want to beat someone out with the big story, then accuracy is not the number one thing on your books. It's whoever gets the story out first. Ain't that right? Amen. Even when it comes to products that they have. Now, wait a minute now. You can't have 10 different hot dog organizations say we're the number one in the world. I can count to 10. You can't have, everybody can't be number one. Ain't that right? There has to be some sliding or sliding somewhere. But again, that's advertising. And watch this now, since a lot of time people don't take the time to research these things. They just read the ads. Sometimes it's the first person you come through, ain't that right? That's why the Yellow Pages is about that big, amen. Because, and all those folks in there, all those things that you know, everybody ain't telling the truth. And even in the sectors of our society, again, where the media plays games with this, you know, and folks, amen, are going back and forth, lying on each other, amen. You don't look at me because you know good and well that everything everybody's saying is not what's up. Ain't that right? And even when you read some folks, some of y'all read the newspaper, you've been led to believe in a gullible manner that everything you read is accurate. And the truth of the matter is that when someone puts something in the newspaper that's inaccurate and then it's discovered that they did, do not always expect a retraction. You know what a retraction is? A retraction when they come back and say, oops, you know, that was not necessarily the case. That was the wrong name. They don't always do that. Some of them do, particularly when it gets litigious. You know what that means? Somebody get ready to sue them. That's right. They're going to put something in there. Amen. But nonetheless, this issue about truth, and notice how I'm using the word truth, because that word truth is even sometimes it's played games with that. You know, even this term that's used, and I'm not a fan of this term. I know what some seek to mean when they say all truth is God's truth. Well, you have to take that with a grain of salt. Because first of all, you have to determine what truth is. Amen. And watch this now. Everything that's a fact is not true. Amen. I'm working on them to say, brother. What do you mean by that? Yeah, because see, you can say something that might be factual in terms of you restating something someone said, but it might not be altogether true in the truest sense of the word. Yeah. Watch this here. in the scriptures even, and it's not the same thing, but the Bible, the word of God, is inspired of God. Are y'all with me here? The Bible, the word of the scriptures, is inspired of God. That means God is the author. But in the scriptures quote people who lie. Lord have mercy. I know that throws some folk. Let me go back over it, because some of y'all right now, just close your Bible up. You see, that's the thing about the scripture. The word of God is not just giving us events and highlights of things. But even in the scriptures, that shows you how true it is. Because in the scriptures, when the Spirit of God is having someone write about what occurred in scripture, quoting what someone said, then they quote exactly what was said, even though the person was telling a lie. Does that mean the Bible has a lie? No, it has people lying in it. Yes, sir. Because God is a God of truth. He will not verify something, amen, because it's his word, if that person is inaccurate or lying. That's why I know it's the word of God. God in his word, he's not askance. He's not, God puts in people's flaws and their faults. Didn't Abraham, when he was going to the promised land, Abraham was going, and what happened is him and his wife was traveling somewhere. Isn't that right? And then what happened is Abraham took a detour because there was famine. And on his way down there, I think a man named Abimelech, that was one time, and they saw Abraham and his wife. Abraham, before he got to the city, Abraham already, his mind was working. He said, wait a minute, I got a wife, she good looking. That's what it said. You look it up in the Hebrew. That's what it says. Amen. And she, he used the term, she's fair. But that's what he's talking about. So he said, wait a minute, she's nice looking. I'm getting ready to go to Egypt. Now, I know them folks down there. And when I get down to Egypt, you know what I'm saying? They see me come in with this nice looking woman. See, now know what they're going to do? They're going to kill me. That's right. That's what he said. He said Abraham, he done worked that in his mind. Now watch it. What Abraham said was true. Yes, that's right. They going to get rid of him because, amen, that king in there, he wants Abraham's good-looking wife. So Abraham said, what I got to do is this. I tell you what, Sarah. When we get down there, you tell them you my sister. Are y'all with me here? Yes, and I don't want to bring this up. I don't want to bring this in, but some of us at some point, sometime, I ain't say when, you played a little game with that little truth there to get out of a jam. Ain't that right? Okay, don't go to Abraham. Amen. Ain't somebody raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about. Ain't that right? Yes, amen. You know good and well that she gave you $2 change. You only supposed to get a dollar. Amen. You kept moving it. Ain't that right? Amen. But Abraham, and this is the deep part about it. They came from the same tribes when they came from the Ur of Chaldees. That's right. So Abraham, he was playing footloose and fancy with that thing. But you know, good and well, were they going to know what he meant? They would have said that this was his sister, right? So Abraham said, wait, whatever they're going to do, this is my sister, they won't mess with me. So they find out I'm her husband, I am expendable. Yes, so since I would be expendable, then I want to be expendable with the truth because I want to live. Amen. All right. But nonetheless, saints, I just want to get you to understand, see, that sometimes even when you hear something that seems to have a smidgen or even some ringing of what might be true, you have to make sure that you get to the essence of the thing. And see that what happens sometimes, even when it comes to us and comes to the world, you know, all those different religious books are out there. A whole lot of religious books out there. Some of them even try to claim to have no God. And they put things in these religious books. And again, they talk about maybe historically about the origination of where they come from. But when they start talking about their relationship with God, It's not 100% accurate, nor is it altogether true. Watch. Just because you say you saw something.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me here? Just because you say you saw something, it does not mean that you saw it. And if that's fact, you did see something, does not mean God is the author of what you saw.
Right, right, right.
But then what happens, certain things are built upon that which you said as if it's true. And then you get all these people who are followers of you because you put something in a religious book. But let me tell you something. The scripture is not just a religious book. It is the word of the living God. And so the Lord Jesus, in John chapter 8, again, as we heard you mention this before, how he had sometimes these interactions and these conflicts and these discourses he had with these people, some of the Jews. And so in John chapter 8, Christ once again is engaging these Jews concerning the validity of who he says he is. And so in John chapter 8, let's go back here in verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them. Notice that word again. And again means that this is something he already went over before. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go, you cannot come. They don't understand what he's talking about. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Now let me ask you a question. Is that plain? I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. And that's the truth.
That's right.
Y'all with me here? Come on, say it with me, saints. This is not difficult. Right here, you have this where Christ said very plainly. He said, if you don't believe that I am he, you shall die in your sin. That's the truth. And it's coming from Christ. And so he lets the Jews know that if you don't believe in me, and he says, do you believe that I am he? That means who I said I am. Watch this now. Not who someone else said I am, but who I say I am. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. So if you are going to believe in me, you have to believe in who I say I am. Do y'all understand what I'm saying here? Listen to me. I'm in the house of God right now. So there's an assumption here that we all believe the same thing about Jesus.
Amen.
But if, brothers and sisters, you allow yourself to be privy to or proxy to or invite into your life, in your house, or around you, someone else with a different kind of doctrine, you better believe that they're not saying the same thing the Bible's saying about Jesus. And if you're not careful, you will be allowing to slide out of your mouth certain things that the scripture does not say Christ is saying about himself. And y'all can be quiet, that's all right. You look at me if you want, but we living in these days again where they playing foot fancy and free with things. Amen. And when it comes to the word of God, when people start to break away, apostatize, and split over to another side to accommodate the culture because you don't want to offend nobody, well, that's on you. But Jesus said,